Monday, September 22nd, 8 bells and all's well. We're speaking to you from the U.S. Naval Reserve Midshipman School aboard the USS Prairie State. More than 500 naval students are here for this special broadcast of Vox Pop, the voice of the people, presented by the makers of Bromo Seltzer. Every week, Vox Pop takes you to the places in the news and interviews the people who make the nation's headlines. The men here tonight have put aside civilian work and personal ambition to join in a mighty effort to make Uncle Sam's powerful new Navy the finest in the world. Parks Johnson and Wally Butterworth, who will conduct the interviews, have just come on the stage. And here's a cheer from the men of the USS Prairie State.
Yes, sir. And folks, we're proud to present the commanding officer of the school, Captain J.J. London. And here he is being piped over the side. Captain, Vox Pop is very happy and proud to be with you tonight with such a fine group of men that you have here.
Mr. Johnson, we're very glad to have you aboard, sir.
I understand that they are new men, that they've been with you a very short time.
Yes, they've been here 3 or 4 days now.
Captain, what's your old hometown? You've got a strangely familiar accent.
Something like yours. Mine is Pittsboro, North Carolina.
Down there below Jackson. Now, Captain, you know what a landlubber is, of course. I've got some friends that are landlubbers, and I'd like for you to explain something for these landlubber friends of mine. Will you do it? Just a simple little matter?
I'll try.
Will you tell them what the difference is between a binnacle and a barnacle?
A barnacle is a marine growth that adheres to the bottom of a ship in salt water.
Uh-huh.
A binnacle is the name of a brass stand on a ship that holds the compass by which the ship is steered.
Very simple, isn't it? Seems that anybody should know that, doesn't it, Captain?
Well, all these young men don't know it.
Is that so?
As a matter of fact, I told them a story to cheer them up just the other day when I welcomed them to the school. And this story contained those two words, binnacle and barnacle.
Would you mind telling it, or
yes,
are you on it now?
No, I will tell that. That
good.
Was actually in a list of bonuses that we recited to the last class that graduated to tell them what kind of bonuses they pulled before they became educated, so to speak, in naval parlance. This question was, on examination, what is the binnacle list of a ship? Now, I will explain that the binnacle list is the sick list, the list of sick on board, because in the olden days, that list was posted daily on a board that was hung on the binnacle stand, you understand?
So what did he tell you?
Now, his answer was that it is a list on a ship when there are too many binnacles on one side of the ship's bottom.
He got his barnacle mixed up with him, huh?
He just got the barnacles and binnacles mixed up, yeah.
Well, Captain, there's quite a bit of difference, as you perhaps know, between BBDs and red flannels. It's going to be a hard winter, Captain. Will you bring the captain out a suit of red flannel? Maybe some. We hope they're there. Okay, let me throw them over here, Captain.
That's very nice. We hope
they're the right size. What's the toughest part of the course you have on the Prairie State?
Well, I think the courses that require background in mathematics is the hardest part.
That's
what we've had most trouble with.
And how many men have you graduated here?
In the four classes that have been graduated in a little over a year, we've commissioned 1,538, to be exact.
1,538, and you've got a new gang of about 500 here, haven't you?
529 today.
Any other similar schools doing the same job?
Yes, there's another midshipman school at Northwestern University in Chicago.
And now, Captain, the old naval saying, I'd like for you to... you don't mind unwinding one or two of these things for me, do you, landlubber?
I'll try.
Old naval saying, I want you to complete. I'll give you the first part of it. Wooden ships with men of iron will defeat
iron ships manned by men of wood.
Yes, sir, and Vox Pop will tell you that we've got no wooden ships that I know of. We've got iron ships and we've got iron men and we've got iron officers coming here. And, Captain, to show you our appreciation, We have for you a chronometer or watch in landlubber's language, which we hope you'll enjoy wearing. It'll tell you this, that, and the other, what time of day it is, how fast the boat's going, how fast the shell's traveling. I don't know. You'll enjoy wearing it.
Thank you very much.
Now, Captain, just one last thing here. I'd like for you to tell me some of these hails. You hail a boat, a small boat coming to a large boat. You hail it. Boat ahoy. Now, by the answer, you can tell who is on that boat. Is that right?
That's correct.
Will you give me one or two of those for my landlubber friends again?
Well, when a boat approaches a ship, and not another boat, as you said.
Yeah, a ship.
You're
yes,
a landlubber, you said.
That's right. I'm among those friends of mine.
That's right. The hail comes from the ship. They say, boat ahoy.
Uh-huh.
The answer coming from that boat designates who in that boat. For instance, if the answer comes, aye, it's commissioned officers aboard.
Yes.
If it comes no, it's the midshipman or a warrant officer. And if it's hello, it's the enlisted man.
Well, that's very, very simple.
I might say, add there, and in two other cases, quite often the boat doesn't come alongside. It passes, in which case, the hail response is passing.
Passing. Captain, one thing here. I understand you're going to have a big dance tomorrow night here for the new man. Is that right?
Yes, we're having something to entertain him in the late afternoon.
Well,
come up.
Now, Vox Pop and Bromo Seltzer wants to help with that entertainment a little bit. So, through the famous Powell's Model Agency, you know, in New York, it has all these beautiful models.
Okay.
We've arranged for 30 of the most beautiful models in the world to attend this dance. And men, they don't mind it if you cut in. And Captain...
cutting in with 30 models. Tell us your name, sir.
Bill Ballard.
Where's your home?
Mississippi.
Whereabouts in Mississippi?
Leland, Mississippi.
Leland. Uh-huh. And your school?
Delta State Teachers College.
How do you like the Navy, having been in here 3 days?
I like it fine.
You do? I'll bet you do. What have you done now since you've actually been here?
Well, I've done so much it's hard to tell where to begin.
Well, what, for example?
Well, I rode a boat this afternoon for about 30 minutes in one place.
Is that so? In one place? Do you plan to continue your work with the Navy?
I surely do.
You do? Hold out your hand here. I know all sailors like jelly beans. Now, there's a dozen there. Put them in your mouth, will you, right quick?
Just a whole dozen.
That's right. Now, got them all in there. Keep chewing. That's a good mouthful. Now that you've got them in there, you and I are going to do a little nursery rhyme. You know the story of Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Now, you take Mary Had a Little Lamb, and you say that line backwards with that mouthful of jelly beans.
Lamb, you, A, had, Mary.
That's good. Now, but how about its feet was white as snow?
Snow?
I didn't say snow, or I said snow.
Feet, white, shit.
You're doing pretty well on your baby talk, so to help you along, bring out that little baby cap and baby bib and box. Now, of course, during the rest of the interview, I want you to drink the milk in that bottle with a nipple on it and wash down the jelly beans. You see what I mean?
Good milk.
It is good milk, huh? How large is the present class here, do you know?
529, I think.
That is correct. Now, upon your graduation, Mr. Ballard, you're really going to town on that milk. Can you go into any branch of the Navy you desire?
I think so.
You can, of course, after you take a test have spent a year outside of the school here, right?
That's right.
All right. Now, what part of a ship is produced upon a sailor's uniform? He's getting rid of the jelly beans now. What part of a ship is reproduced on a sailor's uniform? You're going to have one on yours.
I think it's an anchor.
That is an anchor. Is absolutely right. And as a reward for your astuteness and the way you love milk, I have for you 6 tickets here from the Broadway smash hit Hell's a Poppin'. Take your girls or anybody who can go with you. What is the first thing that a sailor does when he enters mess hall?
He stows his cap.
He sure does. If he doesn't, he'd be in bad shape. Have you ever been outside of land before on ship?
Only about 12 miles off the coast down in New Orleans.
Were you ever seasick?
No, sir.
Well, I hope you don't ever get it.
I do, too.
Huh?
I do, too.
You'll soon find out, though, if you're going to be. Can you tell me the reason why the President of the United States is the Commander-in-Chief of the Army and the Navy? We know that he is, but why?
I suppose he gets his authority by the Constitution.
He certainly does. It's right in the Constitution, and I'm very, very happy that you got it. And for yourself, you've also got a very pretty pen and pencil set. With our compliments and Roma Salsa. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
While Parks is getting ready for our next interview, I'm going to ask Dick Stark to give you a message which may save you unnecessary suffering. All right, Dick.
Thanks, Willie. Well, friends, haven't you noticed when you're suffering from a headache that you often feel nervous, irritable, and have an upset stomach, too? That's what's known as headache's vicious circle. And it's one of the reasons a headache can make you feel so miserable. Now, it's when you're suffering from such a headache that a preparation is needed which gets after all three of these conditions at the same time. Well, Bromo Seltzer has been scientifically designed to do these three important things. Yes, Bromo Seltzer contains medically recognized properties which first, relieve the pain of the headache itself. Second, help calm jumpy nerves. Third, help settle upset stomachs. It's because of Bromo Seltzer's three-way action on the head, nerves, and stomach that you get such speedy relief, feel better so quickly. Of course, if you're troubled with persistent or recurring headaches, you should see your doctor. But for an occasional splitting headache, take Bromo Seltzer and fight those headache miseries three ways at the same time. Okay, Park, let's carry on from the USS Prairie State.
Okay, Dick, and one of the Prairie State's new students is here with me. He's a prospective ensign, that is, if he gets through 4 months up here, Mr. John F.X. Davorin. That pronounced correctly?
That's right.
What's the X for?
Xavier.
Xavier. You went to college. What college?
Yes, sir. Holy Cross.
Holy Cross. X is one of those things I hunted for 4 years in college, and I never did find. That's the reason I'm asking. Yes, it is. Mr. Davorin. Your home is in Milford,
Massachusetts.
Right. Now, Milford must be near Boston, is that right?
It's just about 32 miles from Boston, this side of Boston.
Uh-huh. Now, listen. Listen to me carefully, because I'm going to ask you to repeat something after me. The sentence is this. I parked my car in Harvard Square at 4:30. Can you say that?
I parked my car in Harvard Square at 4:30.
Yes, sir, you're from near Boston. There's no question about that. What did you do before you were in the Navy?
You mean between the time I left school and...
That's right.
Here?
Uh-huh.
Well, part of the time I had a little newspaper of my own, a little weekly newspaper.
In Milford?
That's right, sir.
Did you start it?
I started it, yes, sir.
What'd you do? Oh, you finished it?
Came to an untimely end.
You were the publisher?
Editor and reporter.
And did you sweep out the printer's devil and all like that?
Yes, sir.
Well, that was quite an experience. It folded up, though, did it?
Finally, yes.
Finally folded up. Well, here's something you can fold up, but I hope you won't need it for the next 4 months anyway. That is, more than just a little bit leave. We want you to have a very nice suitcase. Bromo Seltzer hunted and got you a good one. How do you like it?
Oh, that's fine. That's wonderful.
That will fold up, and not the way your newspaper did. I spoke of liberty. Do you know the difference between liberty and leave?
Yes, sir.
What's fine?
Liberty is absence from the ship under 48 hours. Leave is permission to leave the ship over 48 hours.
That's yes. Good. Now, let's see how far you've gone. You've been here about 3 or 4 days, is that right?
That's right.
Let's see, you live around Boston. Maybe you can figure this out for me. Suppose you were in a little sailboat out here in the harbor. The Normandy was coming from one direction and the USS North Carolina from another, and you were all coming to a point. Who has the right of way?
Sailboat.
Your sailboat is right. Sail over steam every time. You've learned something. Have you found out who Oscar is around here?
Oscar?
Uh-huh. You don't know that yet. Well, that's
not.
The chap for the dummy they throw overboard and rescue every now and then. Well, anyway, I don't think it's Oscar who wants to meet you, but there's someone behind you right now that, well, maybe you need rescuing. Will you shake hands? That was a long, tall skeleton. Now, we just wanted to see if your nerve was all right for your course. I think that the student will be all right. He'll stick around if it needs a little nerve. Now, a little thing here. Suppose you had an order from a commander to do a certain job. And suppose while you were executing that order, an ensign came up and gave you another order that was conflicting. What would you do?
I'd obey the order.
Which
that
one?
The ensign gave me.
And then I try to straighten it out later on.
You wouldn't tell him that you'd had an order from the captain?
I'd carry out the detail first.
You would do obey the ensign's order after having told him that you were doing something for the captain? I see. You're absolutely right. Did you learn that your first day here? Did you always know it?
I didn't always know it.
You didn't always know it?
Things fast around here.
All right. Now, I bet you'd do that. One little thing here. You're tall, romantic. Well, now, wait a minute. I know that's a rather personal question, but are you, really? I have a reason.
I've been accused of it.
You have? Have you, well, I know you have, because one of your shipmates preached on you. We have a telephone here, and Nate Tufts is on the end. Are you talking to somebody, Nate?
Huh?
Well, now, we have a young lady on the end of this phone, and we'd like for you to find out who it is. Will you talk into the phone and see who that is?
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Who is that?
Oh, Rita?
Who's Rita?
Rita.
Who's Rita?
Have you got a radio there in the shop? Oh, boy.
Wow.
Everything happens to me, huh? Look, have you missed me? Listen, have you got that record yet of my voice?
She's got it now.
Are you staying away from those army men?
Uh-oh, now, wait a minute. Go right over in the corner and finish your conversation. Talk to Rita as long as you like. That's his one and only up in Milford. Thank you very much. Come on, boy. You ready?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we should like to introduce one of the officers who has already gone through the school here on the Prairie State and who is now here as an instructor. Ensign Malcolm Stearns. They call you Sandy, don't they, Ensign?
Yes, sir.
Good. We're very glad to have you, sir. What are your colleges?
Went to Amherst 4 years and Harvard 2.
And when did you finish school here?
Finished school here a week ago tomorrow.
Just a week ago tomorrow. Yeah. You're the class just gone out. Well, so you can see, boys, what it'll do for you in 4 months. Big, strapping, handsome fella, too. Ensign, in what way will you instruct the men who have just come in this present class? I mean, how did you get that assignment?
I requested it and was very lucky to get it.
In what, how so?
I'm going to teach navigation, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Do you plan to stick to the Navy?
Sir, I'm going to stay in until the crisis is over. If they need me, then I'll stick. I've got other life plans, however.
I happen to know, however, from the captain here that you ranked, I think, third in your class, did you not?
Yes, sir.
Don't you think that had something to do with you getting this assignment?
I think it may have, sir.
I think it did. I'm sure of it. Well, let's have a little fun here now. Can you think offhand of an animal that can put his nose behind his ears?
An anteater?
Well, that's right, sure. So can an elephant, can't he? That's fine. Well, here's an animal that can't put his nose behind his ears, but he sure can wiggle his neck around a lot. Bring out that live duck here, will you, for our ensign? You can have yourself some roast duck right pronto with that baby. Come on, gobble for us, will you, pal?
Those mess boys will be glad to see this.
Huh?
The mess boys will be glad to see that.
Now, would you say offhand that the Prairie State is in ship-shape condition for an engagement?
I'd say, sir, if we were boarded, we could take care of her.
I believe you're good at that, but she's hardly the type ready for combat, is she?
I wouldn't say, sir.
What would you say is the difference between a ship and a boat, for example?
Well, they tell us that a ship can go to sea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid this is a boat. She was a ship and had a glorious career, but she's a boat now.
Yes, that's right. Well, other than the Prairie State, can you tell me the name of another Prairie State?
Oh, Illinois?
Why, of course, Illinois. That's where the ship got its name, didn't it? Was formerly the USS Illinois.
Yes, sir.
Fine, sir. Now, Robert Fulton, the inventor, invented two famous kinds of ships. Can you tell me offhand what they were?
The steamship.
Yes, sir. What was the other?
Submarine, I believe.
It was a submarine, sir. That's right. Napoleon Bonaparte was interested in buying that to help blow up the British, I think, at that time. Well, anyhow, as a reward, sir, I think it's time we paid off a little better than the live duck for you, and we're doing it in this way. With the compliments of Bromo Seltzer, Ensign, we want you to have two tickets for the first, second, and sixth game of the World Series this year.
Oh.
if you'd like to open up an auction here with your brother officers after the show, I can think you could make some money on those. What is your... Maybe the captain will assign you the duty so he can use them. Excuse me, Captain. We're only kidding. Ensign, just what is a prairie in connection with the prairie state? Would you know the official definition of a prairie?
I believe a prairie is land that hasn't been plowed, isn't it, sir?
That is right, sir, and it's fine. As a matter of fact, the Westerner always sticks by that. It doesn't necessarily have trees or anything, but it just must not have been plowed. Well, we've got to be getting on, and I want to thank you, sir, for your kind interview. Wish you good luck at the World Series, and with our compliments also, this nice cigarette lighter and case for you. Thank you, Ed.
The other day, we received another truly remarkable letter. It's from Mr. Joseph F. Morgan, a druggist in Middletown, New York. I wonder if you wouldn't like to read it to the radio audience.
Glad to, Parks, and here's what Mr. Morgan says. I've been a druggist for more than 13 years, and I can vouch for the wonderful relief Bromo Seltzer gives for headaches. I not only recommend it to my customers, but take it myself whenever I get a headache, because I know it not only helps relieve the pain, but also helps calm nerves and settle upset stomach.
Yes, Wally, and millions know that every word Mr. Morgan wrote is true. Many families have written to us that they've used Bromo Seltzer for three entire generations. So the next time your head is throbbing with pain, and your nerves have gone haywire and your stomach feels upset, take Bromo Seltzer according to directions on the label. See what a difference it makes when you fight headaches, miseries three ways at the same time.
Okay, Parker. Yes, sir. And another tall, good-looking student here. Tell me who you are.
I'm Stratton Christensen.
Where from?
Beaufort, South Carolina.
And what college?
Harvard College.
Harvard?
Yes, sir.
All 4 years of it?
Yes, sir.
Well, you didn't pick up any accent at all up there.
No,
you,
sir.
What'd you do before you came to the school here? Naval?
Well, I was a politician.
A politician?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I'm 22 years old, sir.
22? Well, what kind of politics did you do?
Well, I was in the House of Representatives in South Carolina.
You mean you were a South Carolina legislator?
Yes, sir.
21 when you were elected?
Yes, sir. I was a baby.
Well, man alive, we've got some sort of a something here, haven't we? A young legislator, 21 years old? Tell me, was the campaign hard?
Mighty hard. Had to shake a lot of hands.
You did. You kiss any babies?
None under 16, sir.
No. Didn't kiss any of them under 16. Well, you seem to be a sort of hot young man. Let's see, 22 years old, and look how fast he's going. We better cool him down a little bit. Bring me out a cake of ice here, will you? 25 pounds of it. Well, don't make him hold it. That's all right. So just put it over where he can... No, don't. Put it over here on the duck. Don't make him hold it. I've got a question or two I want to ask him here. You've been here 3 or 4 days. Of course, it's like the other boys.
Yeah,
I'd like to know if you can translate one or two things for me. You ought to pick it up
by
now. What's out of bounds?
Someplace I shouldn't go.
Yes, sir. All right. What's the honey barge?
I think that's a rather unseaworthy craft that comes by and collects up the refuse.
Yes, it's the garbage lighter, they tell me. What is the smoking lamp?
That's the lamp they turn on at night. You're supposed to be allowed to smoke, though, when it's on.
Well, let me say here that it's symbolic. In the old days, they used to light their pipes or what have they at the lamp. But now it's a symbolic thing. But when it's lit, then you're supposed to be able to smoke. That's right, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I hope for the next 4 months you don't need this little reward that's coming up right now. It's a nice little travel kit that you can hang in your locker. I know how you have to in the Navy, you see, put it in the
transporter.
Perfectly fitted, never hang it. Now, one thing here. On a dreadnought or a battleship, who or what wears bloomers? Got any idea? Huh? Now, I'll give you an idea that it's what, it's not who. And I'll give you an idea that each one of those things weighs 250,000 pounds. And it's in a turret.
It might be a gun, sir.
That's right, one of those big guns, the canvas cover of the call bloomers. Well, Bromo Seltzer and Vox Pop wish you lots of luck. And Mr. Christensen, we hope you'll enjoy using this handy portable radio. Thank you very much, and congratulations. All right, Wally. What's that on the record?
Let us have your name, sir.
Walter A. Mason.
And you're a brand new man here. Have you
yes.
had any Navy experience before?
Yes, I was on active duty as an organized Naval Reserve before being transferred here.
For how long, sir?
Well, since 2nd of November, 1940.
And, of course, the course is open here to regular Navy men, providing they can measure up to the other requirements of a full degree in college, right?
Yes, that's right.
As well as the men who are just coming out of college.
Right.
All right, so what is your school?
University of Toledo.
Did you major in any subject?
I majored in chemistry.
Uh-huh. Find out a little bit about this man's work here. Box a compass, will you, for me, from north to east?
Well,
north to south, if you don't want to take all the points.
All right, going from north to south, I'll just use a 16-point box to make it easier.
North... Okay with me, brother. Make it easy on yourself.
That's right. North, north, northeast. Northeast, east, northeast, east. East, southeast, southeast, south, southeast, south. Let me go on to...
Is that right, Commander? I guess he's all right. No, that's fine. That's wonderful. Say, by the way, what time does that bugle blow around here in the morning?
Well, I'm afraid that...
Oh, you don't know?
That goes off at 6:15.
At 6:15?
06:15.
All right, tell me the truth. Since the previous 3 days, that is, before you came here, how long has it been since you were up at 6:15 in the morning? I don't mean going to bed. I mean get up.
Well, now, I have been getting up at 5:30, reveille. Aboard ship I was serving on.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, well, then this Navy here is too late for you. You.
That's right.
I wouldn't wait for that thing to go off if I were you. No, sir. Well, I'll tell you something. I understand you boys get quite a bit of rowing here in one place, huh?
That's right.
That's right. Well, now, in case some of you...
Right on the river.
If you ever get tired here and things look a little tough, I want you to have this outboard motor. Fetch it out for him, will you, just in case... I think all the boys can get a little fun out of that thing, don't you?
I certainly do.
There goes the duck again. He likes it, too. What is the biggest thing that floats on the ocean? Look out for that.
The biggest thing that floats on the ocean.
The biggest thing that floats on the ocean.
Could it be the North Carolina?
Well, it would if it was a battle wagon, but I'm not talking about battle wagons. Floats in northern water, mostly.
Ice floating.
Iceberg is right. All right, sir. Ronald, the next time you see one, you take a picture of it with this candid camera, will you? And in order that you may keep traffic conditions straight wherever you're going in the Navy, this stop-and-go sign also goes with the movie camera.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You know, friends, many headaches not only affect the head, but the nerves and stomach as well. Now, this being the case, isn't it just good common sense to take a preparation which works on the head, the nerves, and the stomach? Bromo Seltzer has been scientifically designed to bring prompt relief from headaches by working these three ways. It not only relieves the pain of the headache itself, but actually helps calm nerves and settle upset stomach, too. So successful has Bromo Seltzer been in bringing prompt relief from headaches that over 100 million bottles have been sold in the last 10 years alone. So the next time you're suffering from a headache, take Bromo Seltzer. Compare its action with any preparation you've ever used. See what a difference it makes when you fight headache miseries three ways at the same time.
And, Dick, I want to tell the folks about next week. That's 1 week from tonight. You just got to be with us. Fox Pop will bring you a gigantic World Series party. You'll hear from a Yankee player's wife, a champion bat boy, an umpire... Stars of the Yankees and stars of the team that wins the National League pennant.
What team's that, Bart? Yes, sir, folks. It's going to be a great party. So be sure to be there and tell all your friends, won't you?
All right, friends. This is Richard Stark saying so long for Bromo Seltzer and Box 5. Tonight's broadcast does not necessarily constitute an endorsement by the Navy Department or the personnel of the USS Prairie State of our product, as they do not endorse any product. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.